Impressed once more, Hooker asked Sharp if he would head up the Army of the Potomac Spy Bureau. Sharp wanted to stay with his regiment, but he told the general he would give the offer some thought. Perhaps it was a tryout or an assignment to whet his appetite that Hooker had sent Sharp to Baltimore to brainstorm infiltrating agents. Whatever the reason, after he returned from Baltimore, Sharp agreed to join Hooker's staff as his spymaster. He had no experience in espionage matters. He had sent one brief intelligence report to Burnside a month earlier on Confederate forces moving through the Shenandoah Valley, based on his regiment's interrogation of rebel deserters who seemed intelligent to him. But Sharp took to the secret world almost immediately. A general order announcing his move to Hooker's staff did not appear until more than a month later, and the title the order conferred upon him, Deputy Provost Marshal General, revealed little of the true work he would do. The spy service he was ordered to lead was given a bland name, the Bureau of Military Information, which obscured its true intent. Like Pinkerton, Sharp began using a code name in some of his correspondence with agents, Colonel Strait, and many of his informants never knew they were working for an espionage agency. But unlike Pinkerton, Sharp was a military man with some combat experience. He understood the intelligence a commander needed and the value of speeding information to him quickly. It would have been difficult for Sharp to turn down the Potomac Army's new leader. The hard-charging Joe Hooker was extremely popular with his troops. He was not as beloved by fellow generals who thought he was an egotistical ladder climber with a big mouth. Lincoln knew he was taking a chance naming him chief of the North's most important army. A tall, handsome soldier, clean-shaven with light auburn hair tossed back, Hooker was far too vocal with his opinions, insubordinate at times, and an intriguer. He gambled and drank, but disliked the nickname Fighting Joe, which reporters had given him, because he thought it made him look like a hothead. The prostitutes who followed his camp did not get their slang name Hookers from him, as conventional wisdom has it, but whores did tag along with his wink and nod. Navy Secretary Wells thought he was too fond of whiskey and other bad habits. A staff officer described Hooker as little better than a drunken West Point military adventurer. But Fighting Joe understood how to command the Army of the Potomac better than the two generals before him.